fine terrorism, but it is a menace to the moral values of Western civilization. It is a menace also to mankind. It's a menace to good order. Therefore, we must stamp it out worldwide. Our reach has to be global. You need a global reach to kill it. Anti-terrorist policies, therefore, have to be global. There is no question, quotations, same speech of George Shultz, there is no question about our ability to use force where and when it is needed to counter terrorism. There is no geographical limit. On a single day, the missiles hit Afghanistan and Sudan. Those two countries are 2,300 miles apart. And they were hit by navies belonging to a country roughly 8,000 miles away. The reach is global. A fourth characteristic. The claims of power are not only globalist, they're also omniscient. We know where they are, therefore we know where to hit. We have the means to know. We have the instruments of knowledge. We are omniscient. Quotation, Mr. George Shultz again, and then compare it with today's behavior. We know the difference between terrorists and freedom fighters, says Mr. George Shultz. We know the difference between terrorists and freedom fighters, and as we look around, we have no trouble telling one from the other. Quotes closed. So you see, only Osama bin Laden doesn't know that he is an ally one day, an enemy another. And that's very confusing for Osama bin Laden. I'll come back to his story towards the end, because it's a real story. Five, the officialist approach eschews causation. You don't look at causes of anybody becoming terrorist. Cause? What cause? They ask us to be looking, to be sympathetic to these people. Another example, the New York Times. December 18, 1985, reported that the foreign minister of Yugoslavia, you remember the days when there was a Yugoslavia, foreign minister of Yugoslavia requested the Secretary of State of the United States to consider the causes of Palestinian terrorism. The Secretary of State, George Shultz, I'm quoting from the New York Times, went a bit red in the face. He pounded the table and told the visiting foreign minister, there is no connection with any cause. Period. Quotes closed. Why look for causes? Number six. The moral revulsion that we must feel from against terrorism is selective. We are to feel the terror of those groups which are officially disapproved. We are to applaud the terror of those groups of whom officials do approve. Hence, President Reagan again. I am a contra. He actually said that. I am a contra. You know, the contras of Nicaragua were anything by any definition but terrorists. The media, to move away from the officials, aids the dominant view of terrorism. The dominant approach also excludes
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. And welcome back to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, and in tonight's program, we're going to listen to the music of a big band. It is called Banda Mantiqueira, which was formed in 1991 at the initiative of a clarinetist, saxophonist, composer, and arranger called Nailor Azevedo Proveta. The band started playing in bars and clubs in São Paulo, but had since played in many places around the world. It brings flute, piccolo, flugelhorn, which is a kind of trumpet, saxophone, trombone, trumpet, guitar, percussion, electric bass, and drums. It's made up of 13 of the best musicians active in the recording and concert scene in São Paulo, and they renew the sound of Brazilian big bands with their arrangements and interpretations. When the band completed 25 years of activities, that happened in 2017, they released a commemorative CD called Com Alma, bringing very special participations of the musicians Kaká Malaquias, the guitarist Romero Lubambo, and the wonderful Wynton Marsalis. Listen to Marsalis on the first track of the CD called Segura Ele. Thank you.
Thank you.
Desafinado, the famous Jobim's tune with the Banda Mantiqueira, this big band from São Paulo we're listening to tonight. The name Mantiqueira refers to a house where Proveta, the clarinetist and founder of the band, was living in the 1980s. A group of musicians were living in that place in Bixiga, a traditional neighborhood in the center of São Paulo, and the place where they were living was called República da Mantiqueira, Mantiqueira Republic. Here is a piece called Stanats. It's a composition by Moacir Santos from the state of Pernambuco and dedicated to the American saxophonist Stan Getz. Moacir Santos brought the Afro-Brazilian rhythms to classical jazz, bringing along the refinement of European classical music. Thank you. This piece we just heard is called Foholins and brings the renowned musician Kaká Malakias. Malakias plays all kinds of wind instruments. The next piece, Con Alma, also the title of the CD, is a composition by Dizzy Gillespie. This arrangement brings two important guests, the guitarist Romero Lubambo and the trumpet of Wynton Marsalis.
Thank you.
This was Di Frente pro Crimi, a piece by João Bosco, who is also the godfather of Banda Mantiqueira, the big band we're listening in tonight's program. The band released their first album called Aldeia in 1998. The track Aldeia was singled out by national and international critics as one of the best instrumental works of the year, having earned the group a Grammy nomination for Best Latin Jazz category. Here is Aldeia.
Thank you.
This was Audeia with Banda Manchiqueira. It received a 1998 Grammy nomination in the category of Best Latin Jazz. We will finish the program with one more track. It is Feminina, a wonderful composition by Joyce Moreno, this time with Banda Manchiqueira. Thank you so much for listening. I am Flavio Chamis. Hope to meet you again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT-FM 88.3 in Pittsburgh or streaming on wrct.org. Here is the music of Joyce with the Banda Manchiqueira.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
It's Amanda Richard here from WRCT's eclectic folk radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, heard every Wednesday at 11 a.m. right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Every so often, a musician who's not in the areas of music that I usually cover in Whiskey Before Breakfast comes to me for an interview. And you're about to hear an interview with a young flautist, flute player, Alex Hamburger. She's from the jazz side of the family. And she'll be stopping in Pittsburgh on a CD release tour on November 11th of 2021 at First Unitarian as part of the UU Songspace concert series, Thursday, November 11th, 7:30 p.m. at First Unitarian, 605 Morwood Avenue. More information at uusongspace.com. If you're hearing this interview before November 11th of 2021, we, of course, hope that it'll encourage you to consider attending the concert. If you're hearing this interview after November 11th, we hope it encourages you to look for live music wherever you are and to attend concerts and to support the local music community and the national music community. All right, enough editorializing from me. We're going to start off by hearing Alex Hamburger on the flute and Jose Luis Martins on the piano, doing a really fun cover of Joe Henderson's Serenity, right here on WRCT.